Okay, let's get on.
Our second question was, when should our children begin to date? All right, she's saying that there is a difference in maturity between boys. Now, she's mentioned maybe a 3-year gap. I think for sure there'd be at least a 2-year gap in maturing of the boys and the girls. She's saying they should not be pressured just because a group is doing something.
All right, that's an opinion. Let's have another one.
All right, who else? What other group had can add something? Next group, good. All right,
We think it's a good idea to get the boys and girls together at home or in the church basement for some well-chaperoned evening parties.
Or what age did you say the parties would start? Did your group mention an age?
Probably junior high.
Junior high.
That would be about 7th grade.
Right.
You'd begin the family room or basement mixed party where there'd be dancing and so forth. Okay.
And I guess generally we arrive at about 16 as a single day age as far as
so by the time they're sophomores,
right.
They'd be dating singly. All right. That's another opinion.
What other group can add more? All right. She's saying sock hops, maybe one for the 8th grader, and after that, into the freshman year for the sock hops.
In other words, she'd wait till 9th grade for that sort of activity.
She's.
When are they starting to double date? What grade level? 9. All right. When should they begin double dating? 9th? Do y'all agree? 10? Or later. There's apparently a difference of opinion here, too.
Depends on the maturity of the child. We will grant that there will be a year or two difference in maturing of each child, you know. But for some guidelines, so you have something to base your judgment on, we'll try to set up some general goals, and then there'll be individual differences.
Because the parent, of course, makes this decision. They come to us, don't they, as parents, and they say, may I go to the sock hop, or can we go to the skating party, or can't I go to Susie's house to the slumber party? And you know what's happened? The children have gotten together beforehand. They're organized. And they're nailing us individually, aren't they? And so each of us as a parent is concerned about our teenager, and we want to do what's best for them.
But we're not always sure what is best for them, are we? Your opinions are typical of other communities around the country that have shown a 2 or 3 year difference in what age level you as individual parents think these various activities should begin. But before we comment on these, let's consider a couple of basic trends in our country today.